broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. After all, it is the rule of law. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant. One of the great solutions to restore the republic. We don't need a revolution. Revolutions rarely go well. Folks, go study history. But we do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And it starts with morality in the people. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys is the slogan from our buddy Joyce Riley. We concur. Do business with the good guys and go to thepowermall.com today. Thepowermall.com. All right, now, we talked about Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. He said during a Tuesday press conference that he would indeed attend a GOP debate hosted by the Blaze, and I hope they get that done. We might actually have some real questions for a change. BTW, they're going to be announcing who's going to be in the debates, the next debates. That's tonight they'll announce. I think they're going to trim out Chris Christie and a couple of people that are below 2.5% quote support nationwide. We talked about an armed homeowner that shot a intruder in the groin. Oh, man, you found that on the Blaze. The Blaze covers more stories relating to the use of guns in proper defense by law-abiding citizens more so than any other news service, and I got to give them a kudos for that. We also talked about the Tea Party favorite, Matt Bevin. He is now elected governor of Kentucky. How hardcore will he be a true Tea Party leader? Time will tell. Some say he'll reach out and compromise. Others say, no, he won't. Watch and see. I'll keep an eye on the ball. Hopefully you will, too, and we'll meet in the middle and find out who's who, right? Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, the other Steve, if you will, his vision for cars in 20 years, he says, no human drivers will even be allowed. Do you believe that? I think it'll happen, but I don't think it'll be that fast. 5 years, most cars will be assisted driving in some way, Steve predicts. Now, I think Woz is right on a lot of things. He's very brilliant. There's no doubt about it. He's virtually the lesser-known Steve of Apple. Nevertheless, he's incredibly intelligent. I just don't think we'll get there that quickly. Bush is having a death spiral in his campaign. He's down to 4%. He might make the debates. Now people are talking about him dropping out. He's had 5 reboots to his campaign, and he's virtually getting nowhere. Pot legalization, in other words, the legalization of marijuana, fails in the Ohio elections. Study, a half an hour of walking is much better than the gym for losing weight. I think normal, natural exercise, walking, swimming, day-to-day life is much better than any gym exercise will be. I believe when you go to the gym and you use weights and things like that, it's too hard on the body. Consistent exercise, always great for you. But you don't gotta punch the gas pedal to the floor to test your vehicle. And you don't got to do that to your body either. Sometimes we put our bodies in, when you go to the gym or when you do some of these stress tests, you put your body in my opinion, belligerent overdrive that's never good. Never wise. All right, 3 months after retiring as host of The Daily Show, looks like Mr. Jon Stewart inks a production deal with HBO. That ought to be interesting. All right, there's a video out. It's a secret video. You know, conservatives are going undercover and catching Planned Parenthood and others, right? Everybody knows about that. Well, now they've gone undercover again to see how universities will treat the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. So administrators literally shred the Constitution after a reporter, a planted reporter, mind you, calls it oppressive. Administrators at Vassar College and Oberlin College. I don't know about these two colleges much, but they agreed to personally shred a pocket constitution after an undercover reporter posing as a student complained about the Constitution. Instead of defending it, they shred it. Adams County, Idaho, a rancher got shot and killed by deputies. What a tragic scenario. We need to train our police forces in de-escalation tactics. And the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, needs your membership, needs your funding to conduct these trainings. CSPOA.org to learn more. I guess the CBS organization has already dabbled in streaming, but they're going to put forth a larger streaming push. At least they're contemplating that, huh? I say if they don't get it done, they'll be yesteryear's media and left behind. So watch for CBS and others to weigh a bigger streaming presence, huh? Trump mocking the Fed chair, Janet Yellen. He says the reason she's not raising interest rates is because Obama told her not to. Do you believe that? Truth in Media, Ben Swan, our buddy, brought us that news piece. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like more energy in your day the natural way? Get a hold of Kurt to learn more, take the free test, and be on your way towards greater energy in your life. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Hour two, we talked about a local school district bans tag. Not allowed to play tag anymore. Emotional well-being of students at stake, they claim. These people are crazy. You can teach children about sex and all kinds of perversions, and you don't dare talk about God, and that now you can't play tag? These people are crazy. Christian homeschoolers in Texas accused of not educating their kids due to, quote, belief in rapture. Russia Today. In other words, they say, because Jesus is coming, because the end of the world's coming, you don't need to teach your kids. Now, I don't really believe that's the story behind this Christian family. The Texas Supreme Court is hearing the case of a family accused of failing to educate their children because they're waiting for the second coming of Jesus. The family says, you guys are full of baloney. You're violating our rights. And the real question is, what is an education? What if you teach your kids the Indian ways, for instance, and you know all about natural health and healing plants, you know how to live off the land, you're incredibly in harmony with the earth, et cetera, et cetera. But you don't know calculus. Are you uneducated? Are you a savage? See, the problem is with the federal government, they want you to believe in the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. That's compulsory education for all, and you better be educated their way, which means you may not know how to keep your marriage together, and you may not know how to stay out of debt, but you certainly know how to put a condom on a cucumber. Remember, safe sex? You got to have that, right? Never mind that you can't do math and hold down a job. See, they're crazy. While mainstream media fails us and they're focused on, quote, baking wedding cakes and Kim Davis, religious exemptions have turned the American legal system into Swiss cheese. All right, complete anarchy is going on as Obama invades girls' showers. Yeah, we talked about this article written by Greg Kramos. Great stuff. We got problems everywhere. All right, we talked about Utah, the sales tax hike for local transportation projects has mixed results in 17 Utah counties, says KSL News. And the problem is they tell you it's a mixed bag, but it failed in some of the biggest counties. And because of vote fraud, I mean, mail-in ballots, we don't even know the results in several of the counties right now. Detroit government schools are turning out horrible results at almost $20,000 a kid per year. Whoa. 93% not even proficient in reading, 96% not proficient in math. CNSNews.com reported those details. Think about that. 93% can't read, 96% can't do math, and they're spending $20,000 a kid up there in Detroit. No wonder it's a failed city. Why don't you follow the Catholics' example on how to get kids educated? Number one, people that come out of the Catholic schools are incredibly educated. And number two, they've found ways to shave off the expenses big time. Not only that, partner with the private sector, which is delightful to see as well. Antarctica is gaining more ice than they're losing, now says NASA. Makes you wonder, is NASA now the latest global warming deniers or what? All right, looks like the Dove Channel. You've heard of the Dove Seal on movies, right? Well, they actually have a Dove Channel. They see the wisdom of the new media and streaming. Well, anyway, the Dove Channel to stream family-friendly fare, says USA Today. Now, this is TV, is their slogan at the Dove Channel. TheDoveChannel.com. Oh, I guess it's just DoveChannel.com. Check it out today. Pretty cool stuff, huh? There are good people doing good things is the point. I guess there's a new video out where the United States admits they admit about 250,000 Muslims. Migrants, says Breitbart. See, no one's against giving people a better life. But how do we feed the hungry, clothe the naked? How do we do our Christian duty but not yet back terrorism? LDS church members encouraged to assist refugees. Can we strike a balance and get it done? We're Americans, baby. I guarantee we can. Liberty Roundtable live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's so many things going on in the news, it's just beyond imagination. Looks like Donald Trump is running radio commercials now. We'll get to those here in a minute. Ben Carson, running radio commercials. We'll get to those as well as the broadcast unfolds. So the question is, how do you reject illegal immigration? How do you prevent terrorists from coming to America? How do you appropriately obey the law, defend our borders, and make a difference, but at the same time, be kind and, you know, follow your Christian mantra, which is to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, etc.? LDS church members or members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints encouraged to assist refugees. Is that a good idea? I think so, and I think we can do both. In fact, well-known journalist Ted Koppel wrote a book, and he writes about Mormon preparedness in his recently released book called Lights Out. And I think that's pretty good news. I think that's all right. I'm pleased about that, if you will. Because I think we can do more. I think we can strike a balance, if you will. I know it's not easy, but can we follow our Christian admonition, but obey the law at the same time? I think we can, and I think that's our charge. How to get that done? It would really take working together, wouldn't it? All right. Anyway, enough of that, but I think that's critical to understand. We got to find a way to do both, huh? All right, so Donald Trump's in the news, Kurt, and it says this. Donald Trump releases first radio ads of 2016 presidential campaign. Dateline New York, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is running for president. Why? Because politicians are all talk and no action, says Trump. Do you want to respond to that statement first, Kurt?
You're saying that they say that Donald Trump is...
Well, this is a quote from Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
And Donald Trump says, I'm running for president. And actually, okay, let me say it over. There's a commercial that Donald Trump had created where the voiceover in the commercial says Donald Trump is running for president because politicians are all talking, no action. So it's a quote from the commercial about Trump, but it's Trump's commercial, so it's favorable to Trump, but it's the voiceover, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And the reason I'm having such a hard time explaining it is because it's in quotes, because it's quoting the commercial, but it isn't Trump's quotes, but it's about Trump in a favorable way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Trump is running for president because politicians are all talking, no action. A woman's voice reads in the ad.
That's it's like saying, duh, you know? everybody knows that.
Now they say Trump will brutally and quickly cut off the head of ISIS, Kurt. He'll stop illegal immigration by building a wall on our southern border. Then there's a second ad targeted at voters in Iowa. Features Trump's voice, actually, where he says, my opponents have no experience in creating jobs. If the people of Iowa vote for me, they won't be disappointed. I don't disappoint people, says Trump. I'm a doer. I create jobs. What do you think of all that, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's a basic little quick facts about what he, you know, what he has said, and those are things that have concerned people quite a bit. You know, I mean, ever since the whole Ross Perot thing and NAFTA and GATT, you know, we've been seeing that over and over and over, you know, where we just ship our jobs elsewhere. And, you know, we've become in many ways, like a big welfare nation, you know, government handing out goodies. And people want those jobs. The normal, good, red-blooded American wants to work for what they earn. They want to be part of the process, you know. That's just a good...
So I thought I'd see if I could first let you hear these commercials, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Because then you can hear them directly yourself. See if this will work here.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to have to find the thing again here. Sorry about that.
Hmm. That's all right. You know, with Mr. Trump, at least, you know, he and... you know, Ben Carson, at least on everything I can see, are basically just neck and neck on all this. And they both, at least in my opinion, I think they should just unite. And I don't know if they
who should
just
unite?
Flip a coin. Well, Trump and Carson. I mean, you know, they ought to just unite. And, you know, they each have some great stuff to offer, in my opinion.
It can't happen
and
now.
And they, what's that?
It won't happen now. Trump's too busy attacking Carson.
Oh, is he?
Heck yeah, he's weak. He can't deliver a strong message, Kurt. Come in.
Hmm. That's what he says, huh?
Yeah. Well, let's see if this works here.
Yeah.
All right. Man, my computer just doesn't seem to be working.
Hey, Michaela, who are you voting for the 2016 presidential election?
I don't know. Probably not Donald Trump.
What? Why not?
Because Donald Trump's a racist.
They're not.
Well, at least good old Donald doesn't have a personal email with classified documents and can't be trusted.
Good point. Don't be a chump. Vote for Trump.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
What do you say to that, Kurt?
I don't really know how to follow that. But it does, I guess you could say, speak to the level of intelligence of the average American voter, if that's a tie.
I heard that. Now you're talking, bro. Come on.
Vote for Trump.
Hey, you know what? All I'm telling you is that, you know, I mean, is he a racist, do you think, Kurt?
I don't think so.
You don't think Trump's a racist? Okay.
Well, here's what happens. Anytime somebody's white, they're a racist.
Now you're talking. You know, good work, I mean, Kurt. Connect to the dots, baby.
Yeah.
So. See, Trump is a racist, and so are you. And the fact that you don't think he is just proves you are. See how they are? They're great. You just can't win. There's no intelligence here.
That makes perfect sense. Yes, I understand that.
Yeah. Now, logic doesn't apply. The facts aren't relevant.
No.
Mm-mm. Right?
Good point.
I'm just laughing at that because how true it is. How wise of a point Kurt's got on this whole thing. It's like, hey, you just can't win. There's no point even debating if Trump's a racist. Because, if you would say that he's not and spend your time on that, now you can't even focus on anything else.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
I mean, it's ridiculous is what it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right. Now, those aren't really his real radio ads, Kurt.
They aren't. Oh, okay.
No.
Some people made them up.
Well, that was what some people made up, yeah. Mm. Now, I'm not really positive if they're for Trump, though. Mm. Because you're right, it almost is so low mentality to where it's like, was that really designed to back Trump or to kind of make Trump just seem like a cartoon character, Kurt? Mm-hmm. You know, see what I mean? It's hard to kind of tell, isn't it?
Yes.
But that was on YouTube about Trump, okay?
All right.
Now let's see if we can play the real Trump ads just so you kind of get the comparative to understand that Trump is indeed a professional, okay? Like him or not.
I'm Donald Trump, and I'm running for president. Our country is in deep trouble because, let's face it, politicians are all talk, no action. My opponents have no...
All right, I got to make you wait, don't I? All right, we'll do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. You'll hear Trump's radio commercials. We'll compare them against, I don't know, the fake ones, the real ones? We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hey,
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Donald Trump releases his ads for 2016, ladies and gentlemen. I played one from YouTube from some, like, kids that are, I don't know if they're mocking Trump or if they're really considering voting for Trump. But they start out saying he's a racist. Then later they kind of say, oh, I guess he's not. He's a good dude. And at least he's not like Hillary Clinton and her bogus email scandal. And but I'm not sure if it's a Hillary commercial or a Trump commercial or a pro or a con. I mean, on one hand, you'd think it's for Trump. But on the other hand, you kind of go, is this for reals? Well, here's the real Trump commercials, okay? Let's start here and talk about these. What? Are you serious?
I'm Donald Trump, and I'm running for president. Our country is in deep trouble because, let's face it, politicians are all talk, no action. My opponents have no experience in creating jobs or making deals. The fact is, I'm going to make the greatest trade deals we've ever made in our country, and I'm going to bring jobs and money back to the United States. I'll take care of our veterans and make our military so strong that nobody will mess with us. I'll secure our borders, and yes, we will have a wall. You can't have a country without borders. And I'll make sure that the Second Amendment and our religious liberties are protected. Obamacare is a total disaster. It will be repealed and replaced with something much better. If the people of Iowa vote for me, you'll never be disappointed. I don't disappoint people. I produce. Together, we're going to make America great again. I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this
message. That's the first one. Here's the next one.
Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Donald Trump learned the values of hard work, determination, and faith at an early age. He went on to build one of the world's most iconic brands and companies, which employs thousands of people. Donald Trump is running for president because politicians are all talk and no action. They will never make our country great again. He'll stop illegal immigration and drug trafficking by building a wall on our southern border, and he will make Mexico pay for it. He will negotiate great trade deals and make our military so strong, no country will ever mess with us. Donald Trump will protect Israel and brutally and quickly cut the head off of ISIS. He is self-funding his campaign. He will only be responsible to the American people, not special interests and lobbyists. It's time to make America great again, maybe greater than ever before. Vote Donald Trump for president.
I'm Donald Trump. I'm running for
president.
There's the
second one. Now, here's a Ben Carson one coming up.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Ben Carson. Yeah, come on.
Inspire.
Hey, get it done.
Revive. Vote.
Yeah, vote Ben Carson,
2016.
Gotta go support
Ben Carson for our next president to be awesome.
Yeah. America became a great nation early on, not because it was flooded with politicians.
Nothing like the founders.
It was flooded with people who understood the value of personal responsibility, hard work, creativity, innovation, and that's what will get us on the right track now. I'm very hopeful that I'm not the only one who's willing to pick up the baton of freedom.
The baton of freedom.
Because freedom is not free, and we must fight for it every day.
Yeah.
Every one of us must fight for it because we're fighting for our children and the next generation.
Come on,
if
man.
We want to get America back on track. We got to
back
vote
on
Ben
track.
Carson, a matter of fact. Go out and vote.
I'm Ben Carson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carson America.
Now, there you go, Kurt. That's all from ABC News. Now, I don't know if that last one really is Carson stuff. I think that it is. But if I was Carson, I wouldn't read or I wouldn't let my first ad roll out and be like the Hood ad, Kurt, personally. I'd be more talking to the professionals of America and that kind of stuff. So you got these commercials, Kurt. And on one hand, the Trump ones actually sound pretty good, if you ask my opinion. But I got one question for you, Kurt. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Where are these going to run and how are they going to run, Kurt? Can I just ask you that?
I suppose typically is what happens is they run on places that... Well, that are not friendly to the candidate. In other words...
what you're saying is they're going to run on the mainstream press and Trump's going to pay to get that done.
Yeah, Trump is and Carson or whoever.
But I thought the mainstream press was like evil. There's enemies. I've never seen a worse bunch of prostitutes.
Unless you wanted to buy time from them.
Okay, so Donald Trump releases his first ad and his first idea to fix America is to spend money with a media that's absolutely hostile.
Yeah, that's what usually happens. I mean, you expect anything different?
Well, I would hope for something different. And that's my whole point.
I asked, do you expect?
No, absolutely not, Kurt. And that's why I bring this all up, is to say, look, what if Trump were to roll out those commercials? Which, by the way, they're good commercials, I think. I think they point out a lot of his positions, what he'll do. I don't agree with all that he'll do, necessarily. But at least he stakes out what he would do. At least it's not attacking people. It's... Here's who I am. Here's what I would do for America. Vote for me, which I want to see more of from those who are running for office and less of the fighting and infighting and Jerry Springer antics that take place. However, here's what I would like to see. I would like to see Trump say, hey, the mainstream press has been so hostile to me. They're going to be forced to cover me because I am the leading candidate for president on the Republican ticket right now. But I'm not going to spend any money with them with my commercials. In fact, there's a whole untold story out there about the media. And I'm going to start interviewing on these alternative media outlets. And I'm going to spend $100 million with new media taking center stage. There's a bunch of talk show hosts. You know what? Liberty Roundtable, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, Alex Jones, InfoWars. Joyce Riley, The Power Hour, John Stattmiller, National Intel Report, Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, Michael Rivero, What Really Happened, and he can go right on down to George Norrie, to name just the host, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, whatever. I'm going to spend $100 million with these people. And I'm just going to simply ask them for a favor. You guys give me long-form programming to take care of my real message so that it doesn't get perverted by the mainstream press. In other words, let me explain myself. You can ask hard questions, but I want you to be decent and fair. You give me the long form to explain myself so I can really connect with the voters and let them understand what I'm really saying. I want you to do that for me for free. And the reason I want it for free is because then I want you to invite every other candidate to have the same opportunity. But I'm going to fund you with my commercials to the tune of $100 million. And I'm going to split it up among those talk show hosts equally. You could do 100 of us that way if we all got $1 million. Or you could even do 200 of us if you did 500,000 each. Whatever. 500 of us. Okay, you could even somehow proportionately allocate the money, whatever you want to do. And then I would really believe that he really doesn't like the mainstream press, Kurt, and he really wants to do something to change the media landscape in America. But when you tell me you hate the media, but then you appear on every one of their talk shows for free, and they give you untold amount of ink and coverage, say it's hostile, say it's friendly, say it's whatever you want to, fair, not fair, and then you turn right around and create commercials and spend your big money with them, and you leave the media that could actually change the game and tell the story in a very candid, open, transparent, fair way, discussing the facts, not the rhetoric, but literally the who, what, when, where, why of the issue. And you don't do that, I don't really believe you're genuine about it, Kurt. In fact, I believe it's all theater. You're grateful to the mainstream press that's doing your bidding. Whether it's good cop, bad cop, or whether you get along depends on the day. But you're staying with the same people that you supposedly cannot stand.
Well, it's kind of like he talks about, you know how he talks about making deals, right?
Yes, sir, all the time.
I mean,
art
he talks
of the deal,
about
in
that.
Fact.
Yeah, that's his thing. So, you know, you'd think at least that this would really appeal to him because he would be putting the money, you know, it's like with the Mexican deal. He wants to make Mexico pay for the border fence.
Okay, but I submit to you that's a lie in the first place.
Well, and
that isn't accurate at all.
That, at least my understanding of the way he says he would do that is he'll tell him, look, you know, we're not letting your products and your people in here unless you ante up. We got this so much of our trade imbalance. I don't know if it's $40 billion or whatever it is. So these companies that have gone down there, they're going to start paying tariffs to support you know, to be able to pay or to sell stuff to America. And at least I think that's what he's saying on how...
Well, there's overlapping discussions because he says he would put tariffs at the borders and that could be considered Mexico paying for it. But what really is the case, I think, is we spend so much to Mexico on foreign aid that what he would do is reduce the foreign aid number to pay for it, which means taxpayers would pay.
Well...
Even though you could say Mexico's paying. So it's kind of a mixed bag. Again, Trump doesn't give you all the details to answer the question.
Well, and I think if he's a little bit like me, when I've been running for office and I get these questions like, what are you going to do with the city budget about all this? And I'm like, well, I haven't even seen the city budget. Every time I ask for a copy of this or that, you know, they hardly ever give me anything.
They'll give you the approved summary anytime you want some.
Yeah. And most of the time you think, well, maybe if I ever get in there, I can tell you what we could do.
Well, and we could do long-form programming to get the answers from Trump. Where's he going to go for that? I've just offered to do it. Let me make another point in seconds about Trump and about the media, because I don't think he's genuine about this. I really don't. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center.
where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I must confess, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you the truth. I do know what's going on. Donald Trump releases first radio ads of 2016 presidential election. I played you Donald Trump's real ads, but I also played you a soundbite from some kids that are mocking Trump. And I told you, is this a positive or a negative ad really defending Trump? But the answer is I played you the cleanest soundbite I could find of it all. All right, Donald Trump is running for president, he says, and his campaign ads say, because politicians are all talking no action. However, there's a video out there that I got these sound bites from the kids about Trump. And the headline from Drudge Report says, Potty Mouth Kids Trash Trump. Now, that's exactly what happens. Potty Mouth Kids Trash Trump. Okay? It's not a pro-Trump ad at all. I knew better. I just wanted to kind of, play stupid for a minute to make a point. Okay, so here's the deal.
I'm better at that than you are.
Okay. Yeah, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I have a natural talent.
All right. Area. Good. Now, trashing Trump, Latino kids pound racism like a piñata. Kurt. Latino kids trash Trump, pound racism like a piñata. In other words, they tell you that Trump's a racist over and over and over. They mock him saying, you're saying I'm an anchor baby. They go on and on. The problem is it's got F-bombs all through it and stuff, Kurt. F Trump and F this and F that. So I found the cleanest soundbite I could actually play on the radio. These people aren't for Trump at all, Kurt. Right? Now, here's the problem. And this is why I made the point the way I did. I'm backing into this discussion so you get it. The new media taking center stage doesn't have the money to promote Trump for free, Kurt, or to even give him tons of free airtime, much less can we even get a hold of him for airtime. However, the mainstream press getting paid to supposedly hate Trump, I guess, but the new media is being used by these kids to mock Trump. So not only is the mainstream press getting paid to promote Trump, but the new media is being perverted against Trump, and Trump's doing nothing to legitimize the appropriate new media, such as us. You can say you don't like our message, but we are professionals. We have production. We know what we're doing. We've been around for a long time. Our credibility is really beyond discussion. I mean, everything we talk about, we can point directly to documentation and information. Okay, we're professionals. Like or dislike our message, we are professionals in the business. Okay, but these little kids doing all they've done is done their own video, popped it on YouTube or wherever it's at. So now the new media is being used against Trump, but there's no counterbalance, Kurt. That's why it's even worse.
Good point.
What do you think about that?
Well, you know, they used to, I remember one politician used to say, or one guy running for office used to say, hey, at least, even if you don't, give me good coverage, at least spell my name right. It kind of depends, I suppose, at least those kids talking about Trump or whatever does him some good. But it is interesting, in the times we're in. I mean, when I was a kid, there was no way you could make an ad yourself and put it on.
Well, and that's the whole point.
Everybody could get it, you know.
And that's why it would be so easy for Trump to fund us and make his point.
Yep.
Right?
Good point.
I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what's going on. Now, they're placing illegal aliens, Kurt, in every community in America. More than 81,000 illegal alien children placed through United States communities.
You know, and they act like, I heard them talk about this on one of those, one of these debate things, you know, like, how in the world could you ever send all these people back that were here illegally? Well, you know, as far as that goes, in my opinion, each sheriff in each county, in each, you know, place, it's just like, what if you had 81,000 ISIS guys in America? Or if you had, you know, 100,000, each sheriff would be the one to find the ones in his county, right?
You would hope.
You know, you would just, I mean, that would be the way to do that. You know, just like if you had a bunch of people not paying their IRS bill, it seemed like the IRS guys could find them, you know, easy enough. But, you know, it is interesting. We can only find certain things, and we only can accomplish certain deals, right?
All right, I got just the thing for Kurt, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Hassan wrote the article.
Peter Hassan.
Now, he's a Texas campus correspondent, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's Peter Jassen.
Okay.
I don't know. That's weird. All right, Peter Hassan is the... They got it several ways, and one spot has a J, one spot has an A. It's Peter Hassan, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I'm not sure how to, like, word this thing. But here's the deal. Yeah. As part of the universities transitioning, the university is encouraging students to learn and to use voice feminization therapy for male-to-female transgender clients.
I'd urge against this.
And so you can do voice feminization therapy, Kurt. In other words, you can learn how to talk like a chick, bro. Okay, so the University of Wisconsin's also involved. They're offering voice feminization therapy for male students claiming to be transgender women.
Great. Okay?
It's part of the university's transitioning resource. Now, they can, you know, treat voice disorders in adults and children. It's a non-medical option that allows you to live your real gender identity, Kurt.
Yeah, you can be who you really
now,
aren't.
Can you help me understand how you would talk more like a chick, Kurt? Do you know any of the kind of guidelines or rules of how this would work?
I don't know if I really want to attempt this, but I guess you have to at least raise the...
yeah, this is radio, Kurt.
The
come on.
..level of your voice up to more...
Hey, little girl.
No, Kurt. Now you're mocking. No. See, you are a racist. Oh. You hate women. Now you're mocking, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay. Mocking these professional voice feminization therapists, sir.
Uh-huh.
Now forget the potty mouth kids for a minute.
Yeah, try. Right?
You don't really raise your voice a ton, Kurt. Only a little bit. Because if you do it too much, it sounds like you're faking it, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be more kind of like this, Kurt. You would just put a softer tone to your voice. And you wouldn't really make your voice as low as it normally would be. But you just kind of introduce a slight falsetto. You talk a little bit more gentle. And you learn to use a few key words that women would say. Right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
You laugh a lot more. You smile and you laugh. Right?
You say cute all the time.
And you say, that's cute. And you learn, okay, and you learn to say things in the way, so that's how you do it. And if you practice enough, Kurt, you can even get some of the inflections that girls use. Right? And you can, and so that's how you would do it. You wouldn't exactly make your voice real high. That's just mocking. Now, this is a real effort to become who you really are meant to be. And this is a way that you can truly come out, Kurt.
Yeah.
Come out to your true identity. Mm-hmm. And so you don't really completely, and you work at that, Kurt, and eventually you can kind of train your voice to talk like that all the time. Now, you and I might try to talk like this. That's just the opposite, buddy. Talking like a man, getting it done. You know. See? It's not only your voice, Kurt. In fact, you could have a little lower of a voice as a female as long as you deliver properly. As long as you understand the tongue and the teeth and the lips and the and you learn how to articulate like a female, Kurt. See? Mm. That's how you do it. You say things are cute. You laugh a lot. You're cheerful. You know. And so they got universities now with your taxpayer dollars, Kurt, making this happen. The University of Milwaukee or Wisconsin, Milwaukee, is offering voice feminization therapy for male students claiming to be transgender students, Kurt. And see, that's your tax dollars. And the Trump's run into the mainstream press that rejects him supposedly at every turn to get out the word about his campaign. Now, I want to end on this transgender voice feminization therapy training. In the next hour, I'm going to start out with a story that talks about states with higher marriage rates are economically healthier, Kurt, because that's kind of what I think is actually has solutions and value to discuss. I'm going to say it again, and then we'll cover it next hour. States with higher marriage rates are economically healthier. In other words, marriage and a state's prosperity are linked. A new study documents. I want to talk about that because I think it's a critical discussion point to really have with solutions, Kurt. What do you think the solution would be?
Yeah. Encourage marriage?
That's right. But it wouldn't be, you know.
Wouldn't be.
Same-sex marriage, Kurt.
No, it would be natural.
One man, marriage. One woman, traditional marriage, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right, we'll drill into that and talk about it. Thanks for being a racist, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, good for you. You, Trump, me, everybody. We're all racists. Never mind that I said we ought to really back the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints' efforts to care for the refugees and care for people. That's not really, that's just a token effort on my part. See what I mean? It's not real. Because my racist overtones are screaming so loud that you can't hear what I do. I mean, see what I do. I mean, document my actions. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.